What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Hello, I am Mark Moore with Kathy Moore, my wife here, and we want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving.
Hello.
What are you thankful for, Kathy?
I'm thankful for my health and family.
Okay. Anything else? Our customers.
Our customers.
Business.
Our business.
Yes.
Our children, which is all it's paid.
We have a lot to be thankful for,
don't we? A lot to be thankful for, yes.
Yeah, so absolutely. I do hope everybody does have a
happy Thanksgiving.
It's hard to believe it's already this time of year where it's Thanksgiving.
And it's cold. It's been cold.
It is cold, and that's what it should be this time of year, mm-hmm. correct?
Yes.
Grew up in Florida, you didn't have that, did you?
No, I did not.
So when you had Christmas, you always said that it was, how hot was it?
It was hot. We put on shorts with a sweater and turned the air down to make it seem cooler.
Yeah. You know, you never saw snow until you were how old?
Well, I didn't see snow till like I was in my 20s.
In your 20s. Mm-hmm. So, if you do need an ice scraper, we have them at the office. So
yes, come by and ask for your complimentary, if you're a customer, of free.
You can come by and get one anyway. If you have some, come by and get one. We have ice scrapers, and we try to get them out to all our Florida folks because
they don't understand about the ice. Yeah.
You know, we had an employee one time that was from Florida. She was late to work, and I finally asked her, you know, why are you late? Well, I've got all this ice on my windshield. I can't get it off. I've been using paper towels to try to get the ice off. And I was like, you heard of an ice scraper? No.
So yeah, we gave her one.
We gave her an ice scraper, but she never heard of that before.
No.
Okay, so Thanksgiving. Well, what is the, you know the answer, but what is the peak day for cooking fires in the country?
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Right.
So according to the National Fire Protection Agency, that is the most prevalent day for a fire. So why is that, do you think, Kathy?
Well, probably because people are rushing around trying to cook, and they have visiting people, and people are coming into town, and they're trying to do numerous things at one time. And they're also frying turkeys out in the backyard, probably in their garage, which is not, you have to do out, you know, outside of your structure would be good.
We have seen
yes
this. Well, mm-hmm. I've seen, I rolled up on a, it was just a random thing, which has nothing to do with anything with doing the insurance, but I was driving down the road, and I saw,
we dropped our daughter off at her friend's.
Yeah, we had been to a sleepover, mm-hmm. and I came back, and I saw this fire. It was just this, the flames were leaping all the way up to the top of the house. I mean, it was just like this, and I didn't know what it was. And so I go in the driveway, this person, and it was a deep fat fryer, which is our tongue twister mm-hmm. word, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Deep fat fryer. And the gentleman had gone inside and was probably preparing something else and just had it out there in the, and he didn't do like, it wasn't in the carport, it was like out just outside the house, but mm-hmm. it was surprisingly close enough to where it was getting up in the eaves of the house. Mm-hmm. I didn't know how to turn the thing. I just, probably looking back, I should have gone in there and just said, I went in there and knocked on the door, hey man, your house is on fire. And he came out, he was cussing mad, and he's like, oh my gosh. And so he was just like,
because it was not something he wanted to deal with at the time.
It was actually, the flames were going up the top of the east of the house. He had vinyl siding, and it was melting the vinyl siding off the house, and there was pieces of the siding that was falling down. So he turned off the fryer, and you know, I left. But I saved that house probably from significant damage, because if that got into the insulation in the attic, that could have been a really bad thing. There are three times as many home cooking fires on Thanksgiving Day as any other day of the year. NFPA says that deep fryer fires result in more than $15 million in property damage. So that is a covered loss. Here's a couple things, you know, it's just what they're saying on this website here. Now, make sure your bird is completely thawed and dry. That's one thing, because we saw a demo. You can probably Google it on Facebook or YouTube, where there's a fire department that has done a video of what happens when you put a frozen turkey into a deep fat fryer, mm-hmm. and it will explode. I mean, yes. So
make sure you thaw all your turkey.
Yeah, the fireman had the turnout gear on, which is the fire suit, because mm-hmm. he knew it was going to happen, and they had a like a long pole, like a with a turkey on it, like a frozen turkey, like a fishing pole. So it's probably 20 feet long, and he sits there and he lowers that turkey into the fryer, and it just like explodes everywhere. So that's the first thing, is making sure your turkey is, thoroughly thawed. I talked about last year. I remember our show. We had the example where somebody called Butterball Turkey, and they were asking. There's a hotline you can call, or I don't know if we still have it or not, but you can call up and ask about, you know, questions about directions.
Yeah, how to do this or how to do that.
I feel sort of clueless. I mean, I think I'm a little better now than I used to be, but your dad, you were the master cooking the turkey. I mean, mm-hmm. I was able to do some
on
things
the
to help
green
out.
Egg. It's really, really good.
But but it was, I saw someone news or some kind of show one time where they had received people calling into the hotline, and one of the calls was, is the turkey thawed? Mm-hmm. So, yes, we thaw our turkey. And it came out in the call that the way they would thaw the turkey is they would fill up the bathtub, and they would have warm water and put the turkey in the bathtub and let their kids play with the turkey in the bathtub.
Yeah.
That's what about that, Kathy?
I'm not so sure about that.
Who would do that?
I don't know. Hey.
I don't know.
That's whatever they want to do.
I guess you could get soap in your turkey, maybe?
I don't know.
I don't know. What do you put inside the turkey? You have like all that packet stuff? Is that?
You take it out first, yeah.
I know, but you got, what do you stuff it with when you do the turkey?
Well, with different, like garlic and onion.
Is it apples or something you put in there?
We put apples. When we're smoking it, it's different than, you know, olive oil, salt and pepper, different things like that.
Well, our smoked turkey we had on the Big Green Egg was great.
We did a brine, so that was really great, so, yeah.
We had one in the oven one year and one in this Big Green Egg, and hands down, the Big Green Egg was...
Everybody ate the ones that was on the Big Green Egg, except my mom.
Well, I don't know why, but she should have. So that's what the first thing, tips from the FPA, you know, make sure your turkey is thawed. I think when we did ours, it was a couple-day process, wasn't mm-hmm. it, when we
it
did
was.
That?
In the refrigerator, yeah.
Yeah. Stay away from the house. Mm-hmm. The gentleman I was talking about earlier, he did that, but it was not,
it wasn't far enough.
It was outside the house, but it was not far enough. He should another 10 feet would have made a difference, or even 20 feet.
Right.
It was so even so you're outside the house, make sure you're not near any type of bushes
or
trees
yeah.
or, you know, east of the house like this was. This here says 10 feet away from your home. You might want to go farther than that.
I'd say at least 15.
You want to keep children and pets away. It says never walk away while cooking your bird. Well, guess what that guy did? He was in the house when I knocked on his door. Wonderful. He may not listen to the show, but, I mean, he knows. He doesn't know me, and I don't know him. But I asked him who he was insured with, and it wasn't one of our customers. Right. So I didn't say anything. So I saved somebody's insurance company. I think he had State Farm or something. So those are probably the two things I can think of. Do you remember years ago, Kathy, when we had a gentleman that – were you there for this? Down, maybe you weren't there. We were down in around Walmart area in Murphy. We had a house insured that was a rental house, mm-hmm. and – You were there for that? You remember that?
Oh, yes.
And so what they were doing is they were cooking, they had a charcoal grill out in the carport. Mm-hmm. And what happened? Do you remember? It went up into the attic and caught the house on fire.
Yeah,
we had a claim on that.
Yeah. That was so unfortunate.
So you're listening to Mark and Kathy Moore on Peace of Mind, and we will be back after the break talking some more about Thanksgiving and fires and fire prevention. And we are on WGRB, Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore, and we want to let you know where our locations are. We have 5 locations. There are 3 that are called More Insurance Services, Inc. They're located in Hayesville, Hiawassee, and Blairsville. Our office is located in Hayesville on Highway 64 West, across our next door to United Community Bank. You can come in there and see Mandy Sosby, Amy Kitchens, Diane Lampe, Von Hobbs, Mark and myself, and Emily McKeon. We'll be glad to help you with your insurance there in Hayesville. Also, we have another location, which is More Insurance Services, located on 150 South Main Street, Suite C in Hiwassee. You can come by and see Rose there. We're right next door to the hospital and the red brick building, Town Trace building there. We also, our last location for more insurance is located in Blairsville, which is basically across the street from Home Depot and next to the post office, right there at the South State Bank building. We're in a portion of the bank. It's completely separate from the actual bank, but in the building there. Come by and see Ashley Miller, Cindy Odom, Greg Buchanan, and Joanne Grizek. We'd like to help you with your insurance as well. Our last other location is located in Murphy, which is on Highway 64 as well, going down past Arby's. Come by and see Velda and Heather Temple to help you out there in Murphy. And lastly, our last location is called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. It's a division of Moore Insurance. Come by and see Kathy Hunter, Carrie Van Zant, Jeremy Payne, and Cody Webb. We'd like to help you with that. Also, check us out on our website at www.more-insurance.com. Like us on Facebook. And also on our website, you can listen to all these podcasts if you've missed one, as well as request a quote. So please check out all of the things that we can do for you to help you with your insurance needs.
Okay, so today is our Thanksgiving show. Mm-hmm. We have probably, I think everybody knows now not to put a frozen turkey in a...
Yes, I hope so.
So I think we covered that. Yeah, so we know that, we also know that that's the fires prone time of the year. So
right.
We want to talk about some other things today besides Thanksgiving. We've been doing this show for almost 2 years now. Can you believe it, Kathy?
I can't believe it.
I hope in some way, somehow it's helped somebody.
Right.
And I really do. And we've actually covered a lot of topics on this show where I think we've covered the homeowner's policies, we've covered auto policies, we've covered umbrellas, we've talked about life insurance, we've talked about all sorts of things on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm kind of talking about things that just happened recently. I mean, we'll probably pick a topic at some point and talk about it again because not everybody has heard the first time we talked about it. However, as Kathy has said before, you can go on our website and all these podcasts are available. So recently I had a customer text me a message, and this is the kind of customer I really like. This is the type of customer we like to do business with because she's proactive about her insurance. She contacts me when something changes. We don't have to worry about her not telling us what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So she's got a rental house, and what she texts me is, would you check on the rental house to see what coverage we would have for renters' dogs? Well, that throws up a whole topic right there. So I went to her insurance carrier, and I didn't know some carriers will absolutely exclude a dog breed.
Right.
This one here we have... has a limitation. It's called a limited liability for specified breeds of dogs. And what they're saying is we're going to pay to cover if this dog was to bite a person, but we're going to pay $50,000.
Right.
So this person here has got $1 million, and well, they've got probably $2 million of coverage between their homeowner's liability and also
umbrella.
An umbrella. So the ones that the insurance carriers only limit to $50,000 is an Akita, an American Staffordshire Terrier. Probably didn't pronounce that right. A Bull Mastiff, a Chow, Doberman Pinscher, Pit Bull. I can't pronounce this, Kathy. Presna Canario, C-A-N-A-R-I-O. Don't know that dog, do you? Actually, I looked it up on the internet. It looks Pit Bull, Rottweiler, German Shepherd, Hybrid Wolf. Then it says any dog that is a mix included one of the more breeds listed above. So if you have one that's a half Pit Bull, they're going to give you only $50,000.
Is that specific to that particular carrier?
That's particular to this carrier. I would go and say that most carriers just don't even cover
them.
There's a dog liability.
Most of the carriers will.
So I texted her back, and I said, I hope you're well. This might be my text. I pulled up your policy, and the coverage is limited to $50,000 for the attached list of dog breeds. I was asking her how we had the house insured as a long-term rental. I verified that with her. I put in my text to her, I would require the tenant to carry a liability policy and list you as additional insured. Also, these are affluent customers of ours. I noticed that their rental house was in their personal name, and so I recommended that they would transfer the property over from their personal name into an LLC, which is a limited liability company.
Right.
That way, all of their personal assets would not be up for grabs in this scenario. So she thanks me for texting her back. She texts me back. She goes, "Oh boy, one of the dogs is a German Shepherd." Mm-hmm. And I was like, "Of course."
Right.
I said, "That's too bad." So I don't know if they're going to be able to rectify this. I don't know if they're going to have to get rid of the dog or if they can find an insurance carrier that's going to cover liability right. for a German Shepherd. What are we going to do, Kathy? I mean, it's not their dog, it's a tenant's dog. So
right.
They're,
well, they'll have either, it's up to the insurance carrier. Well, let them know what's going on.
Well, it's really up to the people on the house because they're the landlord.
Yes,
and
if they're going to keep it there, then it comes to a situation we have to let them know the carrier what's going on, and then they can make the determination what they want to do about it.
Well, carriers already decided. They've already decided they're going to pay $50,000.
Okay, well, then it's up to the customer to let the tenant go or the dog go. So that's the situation you're in at that point.
It's just cruel. It's probably some kid's dog.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of times, yes, you see these different breeds, but I've seen plenty of dogs like this that are not aggressive. They're very docile animals.
The problem is, though, they could not be this breed as well, but they also have a history of biting. If they have a history of biting people, then that's a whole other thing that they'll exclude the dog as well.
Interesting. I looked it up in the internet, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And some states have like a one free bite law, like if it's mm-hmm. bitten once. There's different statutes pertaining to different states about when an animal has to be put down. Some states require it, you know, if it's bitten twice, it's out. That has to be euthanized.
Right.
In North Carolina, I did look this up, that if a dog bites, you might remember this, Kathy, what do you think has to happen to the dog? Do you remember? Remember our dog Sable? What happened to Sable?
Yeah, they have to be quarantined.
Yep, you got it. So when Sable, and our dog was not aggressive. Well, I guess it was because it bit our child.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went to
As a side note, my daughter, we've always told her when you're feeding the dog, don't get near the dogs when they're eating. You don't mess with the animal when they're eating. So she had gone in there and was next to the bowl, and we told her numerous times not to get up there. Well,
she's about, what, six?
She's probably six. And our dog, it was older, couldn't see, was really getting older, you know, decrepit, actually.
Yeah, it had cataracts,
couldn't see, and we had gotten some puppies. So the puppies had come over and been going into her bowl. So I think she thought that.
Well, we know that's what happened.
Yeah, we think that she thought Madison was one of the puppies, so she bit Madison. It was not a good situation. We had to take her to the doctor. Then we had to have her quarantined.
But the doctor was required by law to report this to the, I guess it was the county.
Yes, and they came out. We had to quarantine the dog for a while. And, of course, it was just one of those fluke things. She shouldn't have been down there when they're eating.
So, as a side note, Kathy and I have both have what? Rabies shots.
We both had rabies shots, yes.
Yeah, we found that. We just got on our first date. So
sounds odd, didn't it?
I had rabies shots from a bat.
Uh-huh.
And you had ones from, you got attacked by a raccoon. Your mom did.
Well, I didn't get personally, but I was in the vicinity of, as a raccoon. It was on Thanksgiving, by the way.
Can you tell the story real quick?
So my mother got up. This is when I lived in Florida. She got up that morning.
This involved an animal too, didn't it?
Yes. Hurt our dog, which is a Shetland sheepdog. And every morning she'd let the dog out. Then she'd go and get the paper. And then she'd bring it in. And that morning I was there. Just so happens I was there. I wasn't sure because I wasn't living there anymore. But I was there visiting. And my dad was there. And everybody was coming in.
For Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we got down for visiting. So anyway, we kept her. My mom, she comes in. She starts screaming my dad's name. And to come here because our dog, the dog's name is Freckles, got attacked by this raccoon. So then you hear all the scuffling around, and then she comes in, her whole tone of her voice changed considerably, and we basically had to get to it really as quick as possible, and she had been attacked by the raccoon. It had cut her leg, and it attacked the dog, and I guess unbeknownst to us, it was in the garbage cans.
So she had rabies shots, and you had rabies shots.
Yeah, and I got it because I had to pick up the dog.
About that time here, but just one more thing to say is dog bites in 2021, hold $881 million in claims. So be careful this Thanksgiving. I'm glad that we retired Kathy's Thanksgiving story into a dog bite story. And we will be back next week on WJRB, Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.